Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May is thrown out after the base hit. Snyder scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater juggles the ball. That's an error on Cater. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hunter. Sims moves to third. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter bunts towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunter for the out. Gosger moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosger scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. May reaches second base with a double. There goes Snyder trying to get to home. Hershberger throws the ball into Kubiak, who relays the ball to Pagliarani, who tags Snyder, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims is walked intentionally. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Horton reaches second base with a double. May scores. Sims moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk is walked intentionally. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Monday reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monday moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Sims and he is out, Salmon applying the tag. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. Hargan moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Lime. Warren Bogle now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Harper reaches second base with a double. Hargan scores. Snyder scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Harper steals third. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. One out. Diego Segui now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pagliarani moves to second. One out. Dick Green pinch hits for Diego Segui. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Pagliarani moves to third. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pagliarani scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Sprague now pitching. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal pinch runs for Russ Snyder. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kubiak fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing center field. Vicente Romo now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to second for the out. Gosger moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klimchuk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing third base. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gosger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gosger reaches second base with a double. John Donaldson pinch hits for Jack Aker. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gosger moves to third. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosger scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-4 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.